Hey everyone, this is Stelly Efty.
And this is Heaton Cha and the Startups Chat. And today we're actually going to talk about cold calling.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
One reason is, you know, one of us is an expert on this, I would say, and that happens to be Stelly. And so I get to ask him a lot of questions about this as he kind of talks about it. So this is almost like a cold calling 101, I would say. And I'm sure we'll get into some advanced stuff. For context, I've had teams where we've done a ton of cold calling. My co-founder has a whole bunch of funnels and things like that, where there's a bunch of cold calling as well as like inside sales and things like that going on. And also, you know, one thing I would say before we jump in is, for a SaaS business to scale, you have to go outbound, and meaning you have to go find a way to email, call prospects, potential customers, people you don't know yet. This can be for partnership reasons, this can be for sales reasons, and this can be for many other reasons as well. So I'm eager to hear kind of all the cool stuff that you have to share about this topic.
Yeah, and this has been consistently a topic that listeners have been asking us to talk about. There's kind of a list of things where people ask us about it, and we are experts in, but selfishly at times, you know, I'll admit, we're like, we'd rather talk about something more fun, right? Or we'll talk about something we don't get to talk about every day with each other. But this is just one that's been kind of consistently enough requested that we thought, come on, all right, let's do one and share as much value as we can on this topic, because a lot of founders struggle with this. So I'll let you ask the questions. I'll give the best answers I can.
Sounds good. So yeah, cold calling. What is it? Why should we do it?
Well, cold calling is the act of calling somebody that didn't expect to hear from you. And most of the times, it's also somebody that doesn't know you or your company or your service and didn't consent to or was aware of you having even his or her contact details. So it's not calling your friend that didn't expect the call, but it's calling somebody that doesn't know you, didn't know you have their phone number, and wasn't expecting to be contacted by you. And the reason you do it is because you're typically trying to prospect, which means trying to discover or find out if that person within the context, that person or that business could be a customer, could be a good fit for your product or service that you're selling, and make them aware that your product and service exists and that it could be a solution to one of their problems or a better solution to something that they currently are a customer of, and then help them transition from where they are now to becoming a customer of yours.
Gotcha. So how do I know whether I should be doing cold calling or not in my business?
Yeah.
Like, how do I make that decision? I'm not doing it today. What do I do?
Yeah. So it's a tricky question. So it's a good question. So there's a few things that you could ask yourself. One is, are my customers buying today in any way, shape, or form by being cold called? Is being called or using the phone to buy products, is that a channel that my customers are open to?
So are they already getting phone calls?
Phone calls that result into something productive.
Sales.
Yes.
Got it. Okay.
So that's one question. The next question is, are our competitors, I mean, this is we're trying to answer the same thing, but we're going about it in two different ways. You could look at your customers or your potential customers and see how do they buy, and then you can go to your competitors and figure out how do they sell. So is any or who of our competitors is doing cold calling successfully? Who of our competitors has tried it and not doing it anymore? Is this something that's, you know, that is a standard or a successful way of selling in our market based by what our competitors do? That's another thing that's another way of kind of approaching, should we even consider this or not? Because chances are, if your customers don't tend to buy this way, and if your competitors don't tend to sell this way, it does not mean that cold calling should be off the table and can't be done, but the chances that it can be done are dramatically lower. There's a good reason why it hasn't happened yet, right?
How do I find out, you know, how do I find this stuff out?
Well, if you have customers or if you talk to people that are potential customers, you just ask them, hey, You know, how do you typically buy today? Or, hey, have any of our competitors ever contacted you? If they already have, let's say, a solution in place, they're using whatever, some kind of a marketing tool that we're trying to sell, we would ask them, hey, oh, you chose this marketing tool. How did you choose this? Did they reach out to you cold or did you sought after them? How did that happen? So you just ask the customer, how do you buy? Does anybody ever cold call you? Did any of our competitors ever cold call you? Same thing you can do with your competitors. We actually wrote about this. Oh, no, we haven't published this yet. But I have a blog post in the pipeline that talks about this little hack of like getting in touch with your competitors to learn about how they do business. And so you could literally call in your competitor and without lying, you know, you could make the appearance of being a prospect without saying it outright and just go, hey, you know, I looked at your service, looked at your product. I'm pretty curious. How well are you guys doing? Are you really big already? How long have you been in business? And ask some questions that would suggest that you are interested in their credibility and interested in if you can trust the brand or the business. A lot of times sales, a junior sales rep will be on the phone with you. So they will tend to just answer all your questions. And as you ask these, you can ask, hey, how do you guys grow today? Is it mostly, do you spend a lot of time on marketing and PR? Do you guys do cold calling and cold outreach? How do you grow your customer base? I'm curious to know how you guys are planning to keep growing this business if I'm, you know, ever to use this product. And they will just tell you. They will just tell you what they do. So you can just call your competitor and ask outright. I mean, that's the most direct route to that information. But you could probably just do some Google searches and see if they've written about this. You can probably do, you know, cold calling and then competitor name or cold calling and then your market or cold calling and your customer segment or something like that. And you might stumble over some articles, blog posts, interviews where people talk about this stuff.
Yeah, I like it. Okay, so let's say that you've figured out that cold calling will work for you and you're ready to start doing it. What would be the steps that you know you would recommend somebody takes? Like, you know, for me, just to give you some context, I'd have a lot of anxiety around where do I start? How do I get people's numbers? What do I say when I, you know, get on the phone with them? And how do I keep following up, if that makes sense? And also, like, you know, this is an anxiety all founders tend to have, especially in the beginning, which is how do I get money out of them in this process with this kind of channel?
Yeah, so those are all excellent questions. So I think that, let's take it one step at a time. So I think first, it's about a mindset shift, right? So when you're cold calling, you're doing a harsher version of outreach and hustle and marketing than you typically are used to as a founder. And with that, that's typically what creates the anxiety. It's like, oh shit, I'm calling somebody. I know it's a channel that a lot of people don't enjoy or might be annoyed by. Maybe it's something I don't like. I don't like when people cold call me. So because of all these reasons, you have anxiety because you're like, well, I'm calling somebody right now. I'm interrupting somebody. They're probably going to be annoyed. Usually the first reaction that people have will not be super positive and inviting and welcoming. And that then translates into you approaching this with an attitude that's set to fail from the get-go. Like you're calling with expectation of failure, and then that materializes itself. And you're like, everybody hates being cold called. This isn't working. I hate it. People hate it. A lot of times founders will they will have a day where they're like, today I'm going to do cold calls. And then they will just suffer through the day and kind of hesitate and postpone and like make a call, and the person hangs up on them, and then, oh my God, they're suffering another hour until they have the courage to get the next call. And they spent the whole day and they made like 20 calls or something, and they really didn't accomplish anything. And just, it's a horrible experience. So with those cheerful words and picture painted, I think that you have to have a very like matter of fact, realistic point of view on this. Cold calling is a way that billions of dollars of services have been sold around the world. Industries have been built. People are being called. Sometimes they might not like it. Just they don't like that there's a pop-up ad somewhere, that their favorite TV show is interrupted by an advertising. Or that we don't like a lot of things. We find a lot of things inconvenient, but it doesn't really matter. The question that matters ultimately is, if you have a service or product that's good and you have good intent, you're trying to truly figure out if your product and service could help the customer, then it doesn't matter if they are annoyed. It doesn't matter if it's polite or not. The only thing that matters is, can you? Is this going to be a channel that allows you to help some people to buy a really great service and to make business work? And so you need to approach this with, if people shout at me, if people hang up on me, it doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. I'd rather have 3 out of 10 people hate me and 7 of them do business with me than have 10 people that never knew I existed, right? And that needs to be the attitude that you need to get to in one way or another to make cold calling work and to get at least rid of some of the anxiety, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. I mean, you know, the anxiety is the key. Do you have any actual tips on that? Because like I don't know. I don't cold call enough. And when I used to, like, I would still get anxious before every call. So I'd love to understand kind of the kind of tips that you would give people, because I would assume you're not that anxious with it by now.
Yeah, by now, no. And still, if you told me to cold call somebody, I might have like a 2 or 3 second of anxiety before I get myself into the right frame of mind. But yeah, usually I don't have a lot of anxiety, and I've made thousands of cold calls in my life. So there's a number of things you can do. There's some things that are very generic, like how do you need to put yourself in a good state, right? So how do you do that? For some people, it's listening to Eye of the Tiger, you know, or to a particular song, watch a movie or watch a YouTube clip. I know people that are watching some of my talks before they have cold calling sessions because it pumps them up. Whatever motivates you, whatever gets you in kind of a competitive, high energy state of mind, something that makes you go, all right, let's go. You know, and then puts you into kind of that high energy space. So for some people, it's reading a book, a poem, whatever it is. There's things that put you in a energetic, motivated state. If you know what those triggers are, you might want to use them and utilize them. Besides that, there's some reprogramming that you can do. One easy, simple trick that's like super old school in the sales world is you want to really reprogram away from failure as a negative and see failure as a stepping stone to success. So in this case, I used to know that I had to make, and this is like 15 years ago, I had to make 100 cold calls to get, you know, 3 good conversations out of it. So I knew that I would probably reach, you know, 30 people out of the 100. So there would be 27 people that would not want to talk to me in a productive fashion, either hang up on me or yell at me or talk to me a little bit and then figure out that it's not a good fit. So instead of focusing on the success, instead of saying I'm going to do 100 calls and I need to get to these 3 people that are going to be interested in my service and feeling the pain every time somebody was hanging up on me or screaming at me or not happy about my call, I reprogrammed to focus on every day I need to get 27 rejections. And I would have like a big jar, and I would have like pennies, and I would say, all right, I'm going to throw a penny into this jar every time I get a rejection or somebody hangs up on me on the phone. By the time this fucking thing is full, I made a ton of money and I really moved the needle in my business and what I'm doing. So now every time somebody hung up on me, I was like, all right, motherfucker, 1 more penny in the jaw, let's go, right? And it would create this kind of reprogramming of me feeling like I'm succeeding here, I'm progressing. You can do this with pennies in a jaw, or more old school, you could just take a piece of paper and make, you know, 27 boxes and go, today my job is to get rejected 27 times on the phone. And if I accomplish that, the chances are very high that I'm going to get 3 or 4 or 5 good conversations out of it, right? So you focus on that, and that takes away some of the negativity of the hang up, because it actually is progress in your day.
I like the penny in a jar. It's so physical.
Yeah, it is very physical.
I would do that. I'd be like, oh, that's good. Like, yeah. I could put pennies in a jar. Great. Let's fill this jar up. Let's go.
Yeah. And then,
you know, because that means you're making progress.
You're making progress. And, you know, at some point you become, because you're getting accustomed to it, you become playful with it. So I literally had somebody that was like yelling at me, and I was like, are you about to hang up on me? It's like, yeah, I'm just about to hang up on you. And I was like, all right, listen to this. And I threw the penny in. It's like, does the cling? I'm like, you helped me with my day, dude. Thank you so much. And the guy was like, what? What was that? I'm like, well, listen, I have a jaw, and every time somebody says no to me, I throw a penny in there, because I know if this thing fills up, I'm going to be successful. Because for every person, for every 10 people that say no to me, 1 person is actually open to the ideas, and ultimately I get a chance to change their life and make business work for both of us. And that not always works, but there was one.
I was about to say.
Yeah, that works. And a lot of times people will hang up before you even get to do the whole spiel, right? But yeah. But it has worked, right? And it's more than anything else on the phone. What really translates is the sound of your voice, the way you sound. And if you sound like you're having a good time and you're authentic and you're confident and you're relaxed, and even when they yell at you, you sound like, and I'm not speaking about like faking this. Somebody yells at you like, yes, sir, I appreciate the energy. Well, let me tell you, people tune out. They don't even listen to what you're saying. They just hear fake salesperson voice and energy. But if you're having fun with it and they can tell that you're not flustered by it, it turns people around. It makes people go, this person seems to know something I don't know. They seem to be awfully confident and comfortable even when I yell at them. And that's not typically the reaction you get. So it can make a big difference. So yeah, there's this thing. I had one hack that I'll share with you real quick. We had one guy that was so funny, so confident, so outrageous in real life. But anytime I would put him on a cold call, he would have a meltdown. All his confidence, all his outrageousness, all his humor, all his bravado was just gone. Just gone.
That's awesome. That's
melted
so
away.
Awesome.
In person, he would give me shit. He didn't give a fuck why. Like, I was his boss. He didn't care. He didn't care about anybody. He was such a funny dude. But on the phone call, timid, like trembling, just like a mess. And I could not figure it out. And he knew it. And he knew all the things. And we talked about the pennies. And we did all the stuff. And I just could not get him to break out of it. And then ultimately what we did, what we came up with, and I've written about this, there's a blog post that we're going to link into this episode on this. Ultimately, one day I was like, this guy, I don't know why, but is so afraid of failure on the phone. So what we're going to do is we're going to have him fail so horrendously and so brutally that fear will go away. So here's what I had him do, and this was very painful. I had him call people, and I would have him purposefully be horrible on the phone. Like, I would have him, for instance, call 10 people and stutter. Like, really, really badly stutter. And he was just, I'm telling you, like, red in the face, sweating. Just like, you could see him physical pain that he has to stutter now and have people hang up on him because he was like, ha, 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 not even being able to get the hello out, right? I would have him stay on the hello for like a minute and people would just hang up, right? And not, I don't want to be insensitive to people that are stuttering or any of that. Like, this is not very politically correct, but it was just helping somebody get through a breakthrough. So he had like, he would stutter badly and have like 10 or 20 people just hang up on him. And then I would go and tell him, all right, so now do your fucking best. Stop stuttering and just do whatever you can. And boom, just like magic, he would be great on the phone. Why? He was the worst version that he could be. He failed in such a horrendous, such a painful way that after that, all the fear was gone. It was like, well, I had like 20 people hang up on me because I couldn't say hello. Like, what's the worst that can happen in the next call? If I can actually talk now, right? And be eloquent and get a sentence out. So I had him be like purposely fail really, really horribly to take away the fear of failure on the phone.
Sounds pretty awesome. I love that. That's killer.
All right. But just to get some more stuff out there, I think this is really important stuff because if you don't know, should we cold call or not? And if you don't know how to get over the anxiety, those are the first two steps that prevent most businesses that should be doing it to do it, or most founders that should be experimenting with it to go for it, right? So I think that those are really fundamentally the most important things to clarify and touch on. Once you get over that, I think that, you know, there are some, and there's some resources, we'll share all that stuff, but there's some really fundamental things. You just need to think through the cold call in very basic terms. The first challenge is I need to reach people. So I need to have their phone numbers, and there's multiple ways to get those. And I need to not just have phone numbers, but I need to be able to reach a good amount of people, right? If I have 100 phone numbers, if I make 100 dials and I only reach one person every 100 people I call, chances are very low that this will ever work out. The funnel will never work out, right? The numbers just don't pan out. And this is the number one thing that may or may not make a difference in a cold calling campaign is, what is your reach rate? If your reach rate is really high, you're in a really good place. If it's very, very low, you might be dead in the water.
Can you define reach rate?
Yes. Reach rate means how many dials did it take to connect with a human being to connect with a person I wanted to connect with, to connect with a person on the phone that was the person I intended to talk to.
Awesome.
Right? If your reach rate, I'll throw that number out as a benchmark, if your reach rate is lower than 10 or 15%, you're probably dead in the water. It's probably, you need to fix that before you fix anything else. If you are, the most cold calling campaigns will probably be somewhere in the, you know, 15 to 25% range, which is, you know, if you're at 10 or 15%, it's not great, but it is something. If you can be, the higher you are, the better, right? If you can reach 30, 40, or 50% of the people you call, it's money. It's great. That's going to change the economics of cold calling dramatically for your business. Not to say that it's the only thing that matters, but it's the first thing that matters. So reach rate is really, really crucial. So you need to worry, okay, how do we reach people? And then when I reach somebody, you just need to have the psychology of that person. You just need to remind yourself. And this is the same thing with emails. I tell this, this is such fundamental stuff. We talk about this all the time. Just think through, when I pick up the phone and there's a voice on the phone and somebody I don't know, what is my thought process, right? At first, I think, who is this? And does this person want to sell me something? And then I'm like, all right, so this is Stelly from Closa and he has like sales software. And I go, all right, why the hell is he calling me, right? And then once I know, okay, this is why he's calling me, I make a judgment call at that point. That's typically, this is not for me. I'm not interested. There's 90% of the time people will think at that point, yeah, no, no, not for us, not interested. And if you go through this step by step and you just understand the psychology of the person that's being cold called, you can write a script or you can think through a way to cold call them that makes sense. That just, that doesn't go 10 steps ahead of where they are in their mind, or that doesn't address questions they don't have. You go step by step. You know, you say, hey, my name is, this is the company I'm from, and here's why I'm calling you right now. You didn't expect my call. And now let me briefly ask you, is this in general interesting to you? No? Cool. I get that. And that's what you would expect in this situation. Here's why I still called you. You know, I knew that you'd probably say no. Here's why I still called you. X, Y, and Z. Here's the reasons. There's five other competitors of yours that are using our service. There's a lot of companies in your space that were doing X, Y, and Z and see success. I wanted to share some of those numbers to even explore if we could work together. Whatever it is that you do there. But you just, you think through a call that has empathy, that takes into consideration, who am I calling? What is their current mind space? What is their thought process when they talk to me? How can I, in a very human way, in a real way, address these concerns that somebody has on the phone versus just trying to bully through it or ignore it or just, you know, try to get around it? Somebody, when I call them, they will think, who the fuck is this? What does this person want? Shit, this person wants to sell me something. I'm not interested. And you need to have answers to these questions. And you need to expect that energy from people. And if you do that, you're going to be able to sound good. You're going to be able to sound a little different than other people. And still people will hang up on you. Still people will tell you to fuck off. If I cold call a bunch of people for your company today, and I'm pretty good at cold calling, people will hang up on me. People will tell me to fuck off. People will not buy from me. It's impossible to just get everybody to like you. But you're going to get a good number of people to respond to you if your energy is good and if you the way you cold call them is empathetic.
I like it. I don't really have much else to add on my end. I think you really did the 101 on cold calling. And hopefully, you know, after this, after people hear this, if they're not cold calling, they're going to start thinking about how they can do that for their business. So do you have any other additional tips to share before we finish the episode?
No, I think this is fundamentally is probably a good setup for people to listen to. If people listen to this and they go, I want to get started, but I have still some questions, shoot me an email at stelly@closeio.io. We're going to link up to some resources. If you go to Google and you type in blog.closeio.io and then cold calling, the first link that will pop up is all the blogs I've written and all the videos I've made about cold calling. There's a lot of resources out there for you that are very creative. And if you have questions